Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and today we are very pleased to welcome someone back to Lake 88. It's Joey Buchholz, who is with the Local Immigration Partnership with Lanark and Renfrew. She is the manager, by the way. Jody, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
We've talked about so many different things with you in the past, tools to help immigrants feel more comfortable in the area, such as web portals, other efforts that have been made to help people, whether it be from Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine, to feel more comfortable as they come into Lanark and Renfrew. Just before we get on to this particular topic, how have things been going in that regard?
Things have been going really well. We're actually in the final stretches of a new immigration strategy for not only Lanark and Renfrew County, but for actually Northeastern Ontario that we've partnered with some other organizations from across Northeastern Ontario. So stay tuned for more details on that. But it's been a really productive year and more to come.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to have you back when we start talking about that in greater detail. What you're here to talk to us about today is the fact that local immigration partnerships are teaming up to encourage allyship on the upcoming International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. I think that this is something that just fits like a glove with your organizations.
It really does. All of the local immigration partnerships across Ontario, there's actually 36 of us. We have pretty similar mandates, but really this panel discussion really speaks to our mandate of building allies in our communities so that we can work towards building a greater sense of welcoming communities, of strengthening our communities through diversity and inclusion. So the opportunity to be able to partner with Simcoe County Local Immigration Partnership and Gray Bruce Local Immigration Partnership has been fantastic.
It's really interesting, some of the things you just said there. To do these things and to welcome these people without discrimination, that is really talking about being well aware of potential racism, going against that grain, and really promoting what an inclusive community we can be.
And by having the conversations about what it means to be an ally and what you can do as a person to be an ally, whether it's an ally to one, an ally to some, or really an ally to all, it's an opportunity for us to build an army of welcoming community members across Lanark and Renfrew County and in our partnering regions through this panel discussion. And that's really where the magic's going to happen, that if we're all starting to have an awareness of what it means to be an ally, it's everybody's responsibility to build a welcoming and inclusive community.
And there's so many people who want to be an ally, who want to help, but they just don't know the best way to go about it, right?
It is. It's scary to think of yourself as an ally. There's a lot of weight to that title, and there can be such small ways that you can be an ally. Whether it's giving somebody, you know, your time through support, whether it's being a listener by actively listening to a situation, and to, you know, offer your support in that situation. It's really not taking the voice away from those who are underrepresented, but rather elevating that voice and putting yourself in a position that you're sharing that you're a support network for underrepresented and marginalized groups in your community.
So in order to mark this occasion, you mentioned there's going to be a panel and a panel discussion. I'm sure we've talked about and touched on a couple of the subjects that will come up, but I'm sure several will more as well. No doubt there will be planned points of discussion, but in these panels, a lot of it can be quite organic.
Absolutely. So we've got two pretty dynamic moderators who live in this world of allyship. So we've got Amika Anaha, who's the International Community Engagement Coordinator with Georgian College. So that speaks to our Gray Bruce International Local Immigration Partnership and their partnership with Georgian College. And we also have Kara McNeil, who's the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Coordinator at Algonquin College at all three of our campuses. So Kara and Amika are going to really be they're going to be guiding this conversation with some questions. And so, and each one of our panelists, so we have Barb Clark, who's a professor in the social sciences. We've got Lenora Keshing, who is, she's a First Nations storyteller, naturalist, grandmother and mother and grandmother. And we've got Michelle Newton, who, you know, she's a tenured communicator. She is a speaker, an advocate, an educational consultant. She's really driving inclusion and belonging. So we have three people with three very different backgrounds and two moderators who are going to be guiding the conversation over our hour together. But then we've also built in a 30-minute Q&A opportunity. So for those who are registering to participate in the webinar, they can ask their questions to our panelists and to our moderators to keep that conversation going as it might pertain to their community and how they can be allies.
That's really fascinating. And another part that I really like you talk about bringing things back to communities, there's some sharing of best practices that are going on here. This isn't just something that has basically been started in this area. You are bringing together a bunch of ideas that have been shared in different communities, different counties, and through different partnerships such as yours in order to make this as inclusive as possible.
Mm-hmm. Local immigration partnerships are typically really small groups of people. And so, you know, when there was the opportunity to work together on this initiative and to really to take the Simcoe County Local Immigration Partnerships It Starts campaign to the next level with this panel discussion, we just all felt that this was a really organic way to stretch the boundaries of this conversation so that we're able to come together as a collective unit to have the conversation about what it means to be an ally and to answer that question that the Simcoe County Local Immigration Partnerships campaign, the It Starts campaign, really answers. So what does allyship start with? And to open that, it's an open-ended question, and there's no right answer and there's no wrong answer.
Now, in addition to the panel that's going to take place, there will be that Q&A session, and this is where people can take part as well. And this is where the discussion can take several different turns as people react to what they've just heard and perhaps have questions about what they've heard as well.
That's right. So if you have a question about allyship, and again, really kind of localizing it to what it means in your community, whether you're in Perth, whether you're in Lanark Highlands, you know, wherever your community is, if you are looking for a little bit more guidance or some to offer up some of your experience in your community, you can, you know, you can reach a pretty amazing group of panelists and moderators who can help provide some guidance on allyship and, you know, what that means to our individual communities.
What do you hope that people take away from this, those who are participating?
Well, Bob, you know, you had said that there's a lot of people who want to be allies, but they don't know where to start. And so I think that it really is. It's that starting point. So if you're a person who, you know, you're ready to dip your toe into the world of allyship, but you're not sure where to start, we hope that you come away with a starting point where you're hearing about some of the best practices of some of our panelists. You're hearing about some of the things to stay away from. You know, what are some of those missteps? And missteps aren't always a bad thing. At least you're trying. So really, the panel discussion is about building awareness about what it means to be an ally. And then your takeaway is how you can personalize that to suit you, your personality, and your community.
All right. Well, I really appreciate this. If anyone would like to know more, Jody, what is the best way for them to do so?
So all they have to do is visit liplanarkrenfrew.ca/events, and you'll find our registration page with all the pertinent information. You can go ahead and register to be part of the live Zoom webinar, or you can also, if you want to be a little bit more of a passive participant, we're live streaming it on our YouTube channel, so you can watch it through our YouTube channel, and all the details are on our events page.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I wish you nothing but the best of luck with this. And we look forward to speaking with you again about another incredibly interesting topic. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for your time, Bob. I appreciate it.
Jody Buchholz has been our guest here on Lake 88. She, of course, is a manager with the Local Immigration Partnership for Lanark and Renfrew. We will have more information on this event that's taking place, where the local immigration partnerships are teaming up to encourage allyship on International Day of the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. We'll have a link to that events page that Jody was telling you about just a moment ago. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.